Jerry Jonestown Massacre? Is your show about Jerry Jones football?
No. It's all a play on words. Like the Jonestown Massacre.
Yeah, it was like a cult where everybody died. They all drank poison. Is that Waco? I don't know where it was.
Down South America.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Drank all the Kool-Aid.
If it didn't happen here, I don't care.
Yeah, it really doesn't affect us.
Yeah.
This episode of the
Jerry Jones Massacre
is brought to you by
Geist Note
and
Victor Wrench
and Plastic Object.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Cam, come on. We're talking about Texas. Somebody somewhere wants enough cocaine to forget they live there.
Yeah, but not 100 pounds!
Maybe we'll get lucky with fentanyl. Find an entire town that wants to commit suicide.
Tingling with excitement, trembling with horror, and throbbing with emotion.
Number 423. I keep wanting to go back to the 200s or something. Did we have a good time in the 200s?
I don't remember
either. It's like being in the 80s or something like that. The 90s.
That was the 2-year show?
I thought
that was the 1 year.
In the 200s? We do 52 shows a year.
Don't we do this math every once in a while too? And I still haven't gotten it. I still haven't figured it out. One of these days it'll all hit me. I'll be like, oh, 200. Wait, that doesn't make any sense at all. And then I'll figure out the math.
Well, it is Tuesday, June 1st, 2021, a brand new month.
Yep.
It is Pride Month.
It sure is.
Matt, not White Pride Month. That's a different month, your favorite month. That's a different month.
Sir?
So.
What?
Just relax a little bit. Don't get all excited.
It is Pride Month.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you, Justin.
Nine times out of ten, if you hear the methinks, one of the members of the band are not in here. But this is those rare occasions where we play the song and a member's actually in here with us.
Happy Tuesday, Dustin.
Happy Tuesday, Marlon. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. Are you recovering?
I'm feeling good.
Recovering? Did you go to work today?
I worked, yeah.
Oh.
Why are you recovering?
Memorial Day.
Yeah, Sunday was a blowout.
Rough one? Yeah. Did you feel all right yesterday?
Yeah, felt great.
Yeah. It's good weather to have a hangover, I guess.
Just be stuck in the house and watch it rain?
Yeah.
It was a monsoon here.
It's been several monsoons.
I'm done with this.
Many moons of monsoons.
You don't like Seattle?
I didn't move to Seattle. This is Texas.
Seattle moved to you.
That's right.
I guess that's part of the climate change, huh? We have to deal with.
Yeah.
Seattle moving to us.
Wish their bands did.
Wish we had cool bands here like that.
Be a lot cooler if we did.
Like Heart?
Heart for sure.
Dude, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
That's number one.
Number one. What was the other hair metal band that's from
Europe?
There?
No, wait.
Queensryche.
Queensryche, yes. Queensryche.
That's about it. Yeah. No one else came from Seattle. Not that I can think of.
Mm-mm. I thought there was another, like Kix was from there or something.
I don't know the origin of Kix.
I thought you were the origin of all things hair metal, that I could come to you for anything.
Not in relationship to Seattle.
Okay.
Who could win a hair metal off, you or Chris Ryan?
Chris Ryan.
You think? I don't know. You got some blows that you throw.
Candlebox. That's what I was thinking of.
Candlebox.
Yeah, I'm not very Candlebox savvy.
What they sing again? They're the ones that did the Hey Maybe.
Didn't they do that closing time?
No.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. You
know, I don't think that's the same band. Candlebox didn't do closing time.
No, they didn't do closing time. But you know who else is from Seattle that never gets talked about?
They should cover that.
Gasshopper.
Sun O, parentheses. Has anybody ever said that?
Us. And everyone that hangs out with us.
I want to go see Sun
O. I really
o,
like that Sun parentheses.
Modest
I don't think
Mouse?
That is a parentheses, though. Is it?
The Postal Service?
Modest Mouse is a good band.
Death Cab?
I saw a Death Cab for Cutie in Vancouver.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, not on purpose. They were playing with the Flamin' Lips and some
Did
of the bands.
Did they play
Don't
Close Your Eyes? No, that's Kix.
Yeah, that is Kix. Not from Seattle.
They're not from Seattle.
Don't close your eyes.
Yeah, it was a big festival up in Vancouver.
Of the United States of America from Seattle.
Just one.
Lump. Anyway.
That was the dude that played with the two-string guitar, right? Or the two-string
bass?
Yeah,
one played the
get
bass and the other one played bass guitar.
Yeah.
They said they sing a song about peaches. Remember?
Yeah.
Yes.
You remember?
A bunch
yeah.
of peaches. Remember
the dude was bald or something? I think he was bald. Before all of us.
And then didn't quicker. They have a bumblebee in their videos?
No, that was
Blind Melon,
no,
isn't it?
That was them.
Yeah.
And then before they went to closing time.
No, he's dead.
Yeah.
So yes, if you'd like to make fun of people that have closed time forever.
I actually saw them play too.
Closing time or
Blind Melon?
I've seen them.
They were playing them. With Reverend Horton Heat and Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, I saw them play once.
I had a buddy who used to work for Reverend Horton Heat, and he got us free tickets for that. It was a fun time.
My scenario a few weeks ago, I've gotten some feedback on it, and people seem to like it. The whole scenario of the Sunset Strip moving to Magnolia.
I'm in.
Yeah.
And us being able to go to the Rainbow Room here.
Mm-hmm.
And see Lemmy Stool, and then also see Guns N' Roses play.
That'd be cool.
On Magnolia.
I went to the Rainbow Room looking for Lemmy, and I walked in, and all I saw was Chuck Zito.
That's
was
cool,
Lemmy still alive?
Lemmy was still alive at that time, yes.
I've only been there twice when he was alive. The rest of the times, like when we go out to NAMM, we always go over there to eat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, see the memorial and everything, and then see who else rolls in there. But, yeah, there were some kids in a band called, it was Tower of Power or something like that from England.
Tower of Power was the horn band.
That's the horn band. They were Power of something from England, and they were like this new wave of English punk there in 2000, late 90s, early 2000s. And they were in town to do a interview and play. They're doing an interview for Playboy and playing the mansion. But the night before, we saw them at the Rainbow standing outside, and those kids were freaking out about Lemmy and trying and daring each other to go talk to him.
That's funny.
They were just freaking out, like, oh my God, he's right there. He's right there. You go talk to him. No, you go talk to him.
Yeah.
And they're in.
I'd be the same way, though.
I mean, we're talking Liberty spikes, and we're, you know, all hardcore dressed out, safety pins everywhere.
Yeah, I'd be torn. It's like, and you know, he's a.
You'd want to be cool.
Like little kids.
He's an icon, but at the same time, you don't want to interrupt him.
Yeah.
You want to be respectful, but still
be cool with him.
Pay your respects to somebody who's really changed the game for the whole genre.
That's what we did when we saw Mike Ness down at the Continental Club when he was coming around the corner. Like, we almost ran into him. And I was like, whoa, that's Mike Ness. And he was like, oh, hey, guys, what's up? And then,
whoa.
Yeah, well, and then I think one of my buddies had him sign a cigarette pack. That was about it. And we just, later, Mike. He's like, later, man, y'all going to stick around?
Y'all be cool.
Yeah.
Is that what he said? Y'all be cool.
Something like that. He was cool. He was way chill. Uh-huh. Like, I figured he'd be this intense guy that's like all the time, but he's not. He wasn't at all. He was cool as shit.
He was just walking down the street, like pulling down his mascara.
Yeah.
So it looks like he's been crying.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a wild show, man.
Mm-hmm.
It was when he did his country project.
Mm-hmm.
And the it was raining, kind of like it was a rainy spell down there.
Mm-hmm.
And the fire marshal came in twice and made everybody leave. The power went out and then the fire marshal showed up and made everybody come back in. And then it was still raining and stuff. And then when we finally everybody got back inside, then they started having more sound problems and then ended up cutting the set short because of it.
You think maybe they were just fucking with you?
I don't know, man. There was a lot of people in that show. I mean, what do you call it when they go to In-N-Outs where you can't go in unless someone comes out?
One in, one out?
It was one in, one out at one point of the night. There was a lot of people that were there. Hmm. It might have been around one of the South by Southwest, too. Might have been another reason that it was so packed. So
I heard it gets crowded at South by Southwest.
It does.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes people get.
Last year, not so much.
Yeah. And the year before, it's pretty empty.
We reported from there.
We did. There was no one
last
down
year.
There.
Yeah, somewhere
the same week, but mm-hmm. You know they canceled it again.
And that's why you guys win so many awards.
We do the investigations.
We do the investigation reports. Yes. Yeah,
you're covering the stories that nobody else wants to cover.
That's exactly. Right. Did you know that Sunday was one in, one out?
I'd heard that. I heard
for a little bit.
Yeah. I talked to somebody just yesterday, and they were saying,
"Is that because they're trying to minimize the amount of people that are in there for?"
It was
COVID,
packed.
Or was it just straight up nut to butt?
Yeah,
was freaking packed.
So it was full on one in, one out because
it was uncomfortably crowded.
Yeah.
Uncomfortably crowded.
It was really weird when Walmart went to one in, one out.
That was
strange. Yeah, that is kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
And Target.
Yeah. And Target.
Target's
everything
hardcore.
Went to one
yeah,
in,
but,
one
but
out.
Walmart, they're doing it by teeth, not by people.
Yeah. How many you got?
So if you had the most teeth, did you get in first?
Put or me down for three.
So how did it work, though? Like, did you get – if you the least amount of teeth you had, the quicker your line went? Or was it vice versa?
The more teeth you had, the longer the people behind you had to wait.
That's what I think, too.
I don't go to Walmart anymore. People keep taking my picture, putting it up on some website.
Yeah. I guarantee you there's some picture of me doing something stupid in a Walmart.
If someone finds it, please send it to us. I'd love to see us being people of Walmart.
Yeah.
But Sunday night was Gringo Palooza, the return of the annual Memorial Day weekend tradition that was started by the local Gringos and the Hickoids. How long ago? How long have they been doing this?
Over 10 years.
And it's a pretty but fun throwdown. They had three links. Man, it was a fun night, Matt. You should have come out. There was these cool-ass kids from L.A. opened up.
Yeah.
Called Three Horse Company. Cool kids. Freaking nice as hell. Their first time out of California. First time to Texas. They brought, like, their entire families with them, too.
Mm-hmm. How many
moms,
was
dads.
It?
There's three kids in the band, right? Yeah, it's
no,
three.
How many family members do you think were there?
Like eight.
Yeah.
But it was, and I don't know how many for sure, but it was pretty rad. They were enjoying it. I talked to them about what they thought about Texas and running around. They're like, man, we love this. Because they flew in here, or they flew into Austin, did a show in Houston, a show in, I think, Dripping Springs, they said. Then Elm. Then they were going back to do Spicewood.
Yeah.
And then headed back. And they were a cool bunch of kids having some fun and enjoying it. Made me miss being young and on the road, but yeah. Not with my parents.
Yeah, I got there too late. Josephus was playing one.
Yeah, so have you seen them before?
Never.
Josephus and the George Jonestown Massacre. We had some words. We got into it.
There were some words exchanged.
We had to figure out who owed who royalties.
Yeah.
And how this was all going to be divvied up.
Did you come up
you realize none of y'all are making
What about Ryan yeah. Jones or Brian Jones?
Well, you have to
uppay. Did he get involved?
So what we figured out was this is a multi-level marketing scam.
That's what we figured out last week.
Yeah, I brought it up to them. They're like, you're right. We got to pay up.
Yeah.
So
well, that sucks for us.
We have to pay. Both of us had to pay up to the Brian Jonestown.
Yeah.
And then that has to go to the actual Jonestown religion that's okay. still functioning of whatever.
So we're getting
maybe
used.
maybe it's in memory of for
sounds
all the
like
survivors.
We're getting used like we joined a yeah. cult.
So yeah, we've been talking about this for the last few weeks. We're already in one.
Sounds neat, like it. Neat,
neat. We're already in one,
well,
but they
great.
Were great, man. And yeah. so I'm shooting the shit with them and the lead singer, who I can't remember his name right now. He's got these bracelets on. And mm-hmm. Susie goes, look at his bracelets. They're pretty cool. And he goes, oh, yeah, this band that I'm buddies with, Whiskey Dick, one of the guys in the band made these.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? So then we start shooting the shit. And their first time they ever came to DFW and played a show, they came as a two-piece and played Broncos.
Oh, really?
With Whiskey Dick. But they run around with Whiskey Dick and all this yeah. stuff and meet each other up across the country and do shows here and there with them. And it was pretty cool. Like, we were just all talking.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah. Grew up with those guys.
Small world, man.
Yep. And then Local Gringos played, which, I mean, you've been to one of their shows. You have to just experience it on its own, right? Like, you can't just talk about it. You have to go live it.
L-I-V-I.
It's awesome that it was 30-plus years past their heyday, and people still get excited about a show come out.
Packed. That's insane awesome. About it. Mm-hmm. How many shows they play a year?
None last year.
Well, yeah. No, none of us.
Now,
shows
now
last
about
year.
Maybe two.
Two?
Maybe three. We have a show coming up with them on September 4th. Shameless plug.
Where's that going to be at?
Lola's.
Oh, okay.
It's the Beaumonts, the Methinks, and the Loco Gringos.
February 16th?
No, that's we're playing somebody's album release party in February.
We'll take it.
I got it penciled in.
Yeah.
And then the Hickoids.
Hickoids.
And that's another 30-year process, isn't it?
Yeah, easily.
Easily. How many shows do they do a year?
They do a lot. They still tour.
Do they still?
They still tour.
Okay.
They.
Wish if they did or not.
Taking a Corona out of the picture, I bet they play 40 shows a year.
Okay.
So we're up to what, shows. 75 combined years, right now?
Of music?
Yeah. What,
up there?
More
how
than
much
that.
High? Oh, it's going up?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So it's over 100, do you think?
No, not that
Let's
much.
See. How many years you been around? The Methinks.
20.
Get the calculator out.
20 or 21.
So we'll go with 20. Then, what about the Hickoids? You said 20?
They've been around 30? Since probably 85.
So what?
Not continuously.
So at least 30 years you're going to give them?
Not continuous years.
We still count it, though, because it's still years. Because...
Yeah, that sounds like some shady math you got going on there.
We're up to 50 right now with two bands.
Please don't do my taxes.
I think you just carry the zero over here. And you put a dot.
You can deduct
here,
that. Sure, why not?
I don't see why not. It's
What's
just,
the worst that could happen?
So what are you trying to figure out? How like
their combined years to being together, all the bands. Are they over 100?
In Fort Worth?
Like how, no, the guys that were at the show.
Oh, there was well over 100 with everybody that was there, right? But just the bands playing, the Methinks didn't play.
So there was, so okay, then, and the average was probably 20 years on that, right?
Yeah.
So you have 60 years right there, and then theirs is 80?
Which Josephus And the
I have no idea how long they've been
I
playing.
I think when we were trying to figure out who owed who royalties, they said they've been together like 11 or 12 years, maybe 14 years, something like that. So
you're getting real close to 100.
Yeah.
My fuzzy math.
It was fun, though. That was a crazy-ass night. It was a good night. It was a good, you know, I like Sundays when they roll into a holiday the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, you know,
yeah,
rest it off or.
Meow. I didn't have the day off, so.
That's why you didn't come? You were scared?
Yes.
You probably played the better of the bets.
I know I did. I knew I did that night.
You,
I just, okay.
Okay, I want to put this phone down.
The right decision here.
Talk about this. The,
sounds like fun, though.
It was fun.
Sounds like I missed out, but.
There was almost a
next day work and stuff. So
remember when you just decided to toss your hat across from one side of the three link stage to the other during a House Harkonnen set?
Yeah,
it was almost
and get on the mic.
Always a good move.
Always a good move.
I was lit.
I think there was an actual sign up that said like a flyer for the House Harkonnen show coming up that said Stubbs.
No Stubbs.
Yeah, no admittance for Stubbs.
He can't come in.
He can't come to the show.
He's going to throw his hat. Yeah.
Bad night.
Yeah, that was a...
I had to drive you home.
Did you?
Yeah.
You've had to drive me home several times from that location. Yeah. So did y'all come up with any show ideas or anything that night? Because we tend to when we get that messed up in Dallas.
No. I don't think we did. I don't remember. I don't think we did.
Hmm.
I don't know.
This is very interesting.
Nick has a funny story. He was supposed to be here tonight, but we'll wait till he comes in to talk
about
it.
That's the only reason why I came on tonight.
It's the only reason I came.
I thought he was
you
be
and
here.
Nick lined it up. Like we were standing back there talking. And I said, oh, we don't have anybody on. Why don't you come on Tuesday? And then y'all were both like, yeah.
No, Nick was like, yeah. And I was like,
if you come in, I'll come in.
I was like, every time I come on, it's those fucking two losers. So next time somebody cool comes on, I want to come on. And Nick was like, I'm going to be there Tuesday. And I was like, fucking A, I'm in. And guess what?
See, that's all we got to do is take Marlon with us and be like, hey, he's going to be on the show next week if you want to come in too.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that didn't taste good.
Mm-mm.
It's probably old.
Where'd you get this? Gosh.
At the liquor store.
Why is it chosen wisely.
You didn't tell me it was blue-colored rubbing alcohol.
That's not good.
Hey.
Wow.
It's just the Costco version, okay? Don't worry about it.
So, leaving, what time did you leave out there?
I did the Haltom City sneak out about three quarters of the way through the Hickoids.
Oh, you did? That's why I didn't see you ever again. Well, how'd you feel walking out of that into Elm?
Man, Deep Elm is, well, I would say it's changed, but it was exactly the same way it was when I went to the last Gringopalooza 2 years ago.
Dude, I had my camera bag on my back, and I was holding it tight.
It was crowded.
It was scary as shit. The crowd that was down there and the shit that was going on, stuff being said, and a shooting happened that night right down the street, come to find out about.
Damn. Yeah, that's crazy.
At one of the clubs, but... Yeah, that was it. Was terrible.
Yeah,
terrible. I always park right behind trees in that parking lot.
I tried to, but they were already filled up when I got there.
I think I took the last spot. Sorry.
He said I went up there and I said, "You got any spots?" And he said, "No, your truck's too big."
Yeah, he looked at mine for a little bit and was like, "Well, you can park up here, but it's narrow. Watch out pulling through there."
Shit, I was halfway down to a double wide where I parked.
Damn, really? So you had to walk through all the bullshit.
I was far.
Dude. Alone?
Yeah.
And you didn't get raped?
I tried.
Mm.
No success.
No success. Well, dude, I don't like it. I don't like it over there. That's the first time I've been to Dallas since January. Yeah. First time I've been to Elm since we played there.
Deep Elm's kind of sucked for a long time.
Last February was our last show.
Mm-hmm. I went to that, and it was getting
at the Blue
Note. It was
getting
weird then.
That was weird.
Yeah,
that was weird because it was like a Thursday night. You couldn't park anywhere on a Thursday night.
That was a Saturday night, wasn't it? Was it a Thursday? Was it a weekday show?
I thought it was a weekday show.
Yeah,
I was all happy about getting to Dallas in 30 minutes, and then it took me probably 45 minutes to park.
Yep.
Yeah, that sucks. That sucks. I don't like it down there. Why didn't they look? You're building all that shit right there. You tore
down. Build a fucking parking lot.
How hard is it to build a parking garage?
Not hard. I've seen it done before.
I've
never personally done it, but I have
one at my apartment complex.
Yeah, the expert.
There you go. You should know how it's been built.
Mr. Stubbs, you are an expert in parking garages.
Yes.
You have one at your apartment complex. How hard are they to build?
I think for the designer of apartment garage that you went to school to learn all that.
Mm-hmm.
It would probably be something you could do.
It's probably an architect or engineer.
There you go.
Or something.
So why don't they build more fucking parking garages?
Yeah, they should.
Where are all those high rises they're building? Where the fuck those people park?
Fort Worth has them.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And they're free.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is.
I paid $8 to walk like a mile.
I think this has been asked by millions of people.
The same exact question. The only thing I can think of is that why they don't build them is because it's a lot easier to murder someone in one.
Yeah.
There's a lot more places you can jump out and shoot someone or stab someone. And that seems to be a fun thing to do in Elm.
I'm down. Yeah,
so
I can dig it.
That could be what it was. Yeah. I don't know. Susie said JGJM was laughing about the JJTM stickers that showed up on the table.
Oh, that's funny. You left some stickers.
Yeah, I just happened to place our stickers nicely right next placed. To theirs, and they laughed. Yeah.
Hey, there's Steve Nash. We were just talking about him.
Doesn't he need to go talk about soccer somewhere?
Let's do a buttery nipple shot.
Oh, buttery nipple, yes. We'll do the buttery nipple.
You guys are going to get tanked.
Yeah. So I got something I want to get into.
Okay.
I'm going to see if you saw any of it. Cheers, sir. Thank you for the buttery nipple. Matt's drink of choice, and he's not even drinking.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Yummy.
I forgot how that came to be, too.
Wasn't it a joke?
Buttery nipple joke?
Lola's?
Like, what'd we do?
Didn't you just spit it out one day? Something about buttery nipples?
I don't know. I don't know where it came from. It was something that Johnson and I did.
I just remember y'all having like 7 buttery nipple shots at Lola's one night.
Yeah, that was
together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, buttery nipple.
But he was doing that because I think I told the story on one of the shows or to him, mm-hmm. maybe just in talking. And then I decided to have, at first, didn't I try to hold off? I was like, no, I'm not doing that, man. And then later
who,
on,
who
in the
doesn't
night,
like getting shit hammered on buttery nipples?
And then later in the night, I was like, yeah, let's do them.
Fuck yeah.
I ended up doing like 6.
Come on, Martin. Let's do fucking buddy nipples. Buddy nipples. Bartender.
Let's do a podcast.
Bartender, I need 12 buddy nipples.
In an Uber. Well, you got kicked out of Uber stuff. You got to take a Lyft.
Ah, whatever. I don't want a Lyft.
You can lift me.
That's trashy.
Yeah. Buttery nipples, man. It's nothing but trouble.
Nothing but trouble.
Great.
Nothing but trouble.
I love it.
That's how you know you've arrived, man. You're on a ski boat out in the middle of Lake Louisville having a buttery nipple.
Not unless you're having it off of a nipple.
Whatever, man.
Where did the name buttery nipple come from anyway?
I don't know. It's like a tequila rose with something else in it, right?
Fuck if I know. I don't make them, Stubbs. I just drink them.
I just drink them, man. Does my hat say scientist? No. Well, shut the fuck up then.
What do I do? Shoot the shit now.
Yeah, let's do shoot the shit.
I thought we just were. I thought we were talking about the show. I want to shoot some shit about a conversation I got in with Sambuca and Irish Cream.
What the fuck's Sambuca?
Yeah.
That's the difference. The only thing.
I thought that was the guy that owned those Italian restaurants around town.
Or jazz bar. Wasn't there a jazz bar?
Yeah. Jazz bar.
With that 8-foot-tall bouncer?
Yeah.
Did you know that dude was hung like a hero?
Is that where you go when you see a tall person? That guy's got a big dick.
I never want to go to a Mavs game with you, Stubbs.
Yeah. Those guys got big dicks. Look at all of them. Oh my God. There's 10 big dicks funny. Running around the floor.
I had the same conversation during the Maverick game, y'all. It's weird.
And that's why you can't ever sit
dicks out there.
You have a fascination. Is it just tall people or is it also athletic? Do you like athletic dicks?
It's just that doctor, man, that once that doctor, remember I told you the story about the skin doctor?
No.
When I had to get my nose surgerized.
Already laying your nose?
Yeah. And the guy walked in and introduced himself, and you could see his dong on the side of his operating pants. And I just look at Brittany and go, she's like, oh my God. Like, she just started rolling her eyes, like, what the fuck are you doing?
She didn't start drooling?
Like, no, she saw it. She definitely was like, oh my God.
But she was the one who was playing it cool.
She was playing it cool, and I was like, did you see the size of that dick?
She immediately picks up her phone and goes, look what I'm missing out on.
Yeah. Maybe while I was out getting cut on.
Yeah, they started.
Like, time out. I have to go. Because he was German, too, or something like that. Yeah, he was like, I think he was German. He's like, I have to go. I'll be right back.
Did he have to go play a game?
Robo pants?
No. No, that'd even get real. That'd get real.
You know, your robo tuner accent is the exact same as a.
Hey, motherfucker.
Is a
Stubbs woman
is a well hung German surgeon.
He was a skin plastic surgeon.
Oh,
yeah. Gotcha. So maybe his dong wasn't.
Hold
real.
On, I have to go play a basketball game.
There was a super tall. I got stuck behind the Hickoids.
He wasn't dirt.
Merch booth for a little bit, and there was a super tall German guy that came back and was just buying all kinds of shit. And
it wasn't the guy who looked like Christopher Lloyd, was it?
No, it was not. But I'll be totally honest. I
was it Dirk?
I did not notice the size of his dong.
Was it Dirk, the guy that used to play basketball for the Mavericks?
I don't watch the Mavericks.
Dirk was not there. I can.
He wasn't?
No.
Seems like a show he'd be into.
Although rumor has it,
he's into that old country and stuff.
He was a huge
Sergeant Music
Whiskey Dick fan too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did Whiskey Dick ever do any shows up there? I know that Velvet Lovebox was the house band for the Stars.
I don't think so.
When my they
might have, but I don't think so. They were already as soon
we'd
as
have to drag them in here.
Yeah,
yeah. When
I don't know
my,
if they did or not.
When my you know what was working at Reunion Arena and American Airlines Center, she was talking about the Velvet Lovebox was the house band for the Stars.
Yeah, for every time. Wasn't it a few years, too? Wasn't just 1 year, was it?
Long time, yeah.
They were the house band for Broncos every Thursday when it was band meetup night.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's band all book
meeting,
shows together.
Get drunk, act like we're going to do
Those
business.
Guys are so awesome.
They're great.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them in forever.
I mean,
I've seen them around, but I haven't seen them play
in
forever.
You know what was wild is when we walked into that place in L.A. and saw and heard Johnson. And like, we walked in, they were on stage, and they were ripping through a song, and everybody was cheering.
Mm-hmm. It's a song we've heard for 20 fucking
years. And I'm like, dude, oh my gosh, look at all these people. Like,
yeah.
they were all into it, man, and they're fucking jamming, too. And I was like, it was weird, because you're like, I know this song.
I feel like I'm at Broncos.
What the hell?
Mm-hmm. Broncos never held 3,000 people.
Yeah. And then my lady took the stage.
And that was it for you.
Yeah.
And I sent you the video, right? I shot you a video of a lady, Miss Lita Ford.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big Lita Ford fan.
I tried to get her to feed me brisket.
But she did not.
She was not into it.
I saw she was touring, but she's not coming to DFW.
Oh, she's not?
No. I just looked. Today, I looked at her tour schedule.
Damn. Yep.
So you guys going to any concerts coming up? I've recently bought a shit ton of concert tickets. And I hope that this Corona bullshit doesn't come back because I'm fucked if they do.
You bought a shit ton.
I bought a shit ton.
Are you going to the one I have that was sent to me today by our buddy Chris? That might be the worst festival lineup I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
The Taste of Addison?
No.
Okay, look. Here's my
bitch. I
got to
look this up. Wait. I got to look this up.
No. Don't look it up. Let me tell you what they are, because I want real response.
Here?
Yeah. I want to tell you something. Why doesn't DFW have a badass 3-day concert like all the other cities do around here?
They were trying to before COVID.
Well, let's be real. That thing that happened at AT&T Stadium wasn't
what about
perfect.
There was one that they were bringing in. The Killers played that festival that Duel and them played a couple of years ago.
That's the Wildflower Festival in Addison also.
I went to one of those. It was a Cheap Trick and Joan
Jett.
I thought
that was in downtown Dallas. Where the Killers played?
No, the Killers. The Homegrown Fest is all local bands.
What was the one that was
that's in downtown.
That was going on when we went to Texas Beer Fest? And we left and we were like, we should go see the Killers at least. That festival.
I don't remember what that was. But the Homegrown Fest, I don't think the Killers have played that.
I'll have to look it up.
But
do you have the Google?
I have the Googles.
You look at all these festivals that are popping up. Like Chicago has two of the baddest ass festivals of the year. Three, actually.
Yeah, three.
Lollapalooza.
Of the year. Yeah. And Riot Fest. And then there's a weird industrial electronic fest that's pretty cool, too.
Did you see the full lineup of that Psycho Fest in Vegas?
Vegas. Psycho Fest is always badass. I'll go to that. Pants down. Let's go. But and we can go hang out with our friends in Vegas. We should go.
Oh, that reminds me. I saw something about Levitation when I was looking up Psycho.
I shouldn't have to drive to Austin for a badass fest. We're a huge city in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
Why don't we have a badass fest? Fortress Fest is here.
Yeah, I was about to say that. First Fortress Fest looked pretty good.
It was good, but even that, you put all the Fortress Fest together and they don't hold a candle to what all these other cities are doing.
True. I'm looking at a couple of badass bands and a bunch of filler.
Yeah.
No offense to the filler.
So here's the taste of Addison, and I hope you have your tickets for this so I can kick you square in the nuts.
That's not one that I bought.
So there's two headliners. On Friday, I'm gonna do the lineup
on one of these.
On Friday, there's only three bands. Okay.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh wait, sorry.
Three bands. It starts at 7, ends at midnight. You got David Whitman Band.
I have no fucking idea who that is.
Cover band. Emerald City Band.
Yeah, that's a cover band. I've heard of that.
Cover band. And headlining the night out is Flo Rida.
Right, that's the low.
Yeah.
Man, I love that fucking commercial.
It's the one that does Fireball, right?
No, that's Pitbull.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which one?
He does the Kroger commercial.
I'm going to go low. Yeah.
I love that song.
You've seen, you have Tropic Thunder. Isn't that the one Tom Cruise dances to?
Is that's Flo Rida?
I think so, right?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to drive all the way to Addison for.
Hey, did you see it's back on
for
Netflix,
the Kroger
by the
commercial?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Tropic Thunder's awesome. So on Saturday, the last night of the festival, it's just a 2-day festival, not a 3-day festival, because Addison probably couldn't afford anybody else. You're going to start at 2:30 with Satisfaction.
Cover band.
No, the fucking Rolling Stones.
Oh, Stones.
God damn it.
Sorry.
Then they leave the cover bands behind. At 4:30, you get Lit.
The real Lit?
Yep. At 6:30, you get Hoobastank. So between Lit and Hoobastank.
No, you did the wrong song. That's not Lit.
Oh, that's
you did
Sum 41.
Yeah. And I like Sum 41.
We've made fun of both those bands so much I get them confused.
I don't make fun of Sum 41 because I like them.
So 4:30 is Lit. They get a 2-hour set before Hoobastank at 6:30, who gets a 2-hour set before Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Is it 8:30?
Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
I don't know. Like, I don't like the sounds of that.
Then headlining the whole festival, ending it all off at 10:30 p.m., Third Eye Blind.
Do they just want people to leave? Like,
I guess that's the way to kick them out, is fire that shit up. This is the shittiest fucking festival I've ever seen, and I'm embarrassed to live 30 miles from Addison.
I live real close.
You do live real close. I would be embarrassed to be in your apartment close to Addison.
God damn it, Stubbs.
Shit.
I want to reach over to the red phone, call the Naval Air Station, have them fire up a B-52.
Give them some coordinates.
I'll give them a longitude and latitude on my map grid, and they just open the payload doors and
confetti
in Addison's
out,
life.
Confetti.
No. Make it to where this thing can't happen. It's at Addison Circle Jerk Park.
He's joking, y'all.
No, I'm not. This is the worst fucking festival I've ever seen in my life.
I just got him off the hook.
Whoever the promo guy is here, if he sent us a message like, look, you could sit down and interview every one of these bands, I'd go, okay, and I'd go meet the promo guy and slap him in the face and then leave.
Damn.
I'd go out of my way.
Doesn't sound very grateful.
Just like if I lived in Fort Worth, I'd go out of my way to vote against Deborah Peoples. I would go out of my way to punch the promoter of this.
What did this
show.
Poor lady do now?
The promoter?
Peoples. She didn't have nothing to do with it. Now she's about to get slapped.
The former VP of AT&T that fucked up a whole bunch of shit.
This is getting out of hand, man.
Yeah.
This is reminding me of that Russell Crowe.
Speaking of politics,
did
Kurt Meyer win? I didn't even check
that.
No,
he didn't.
No, we're 0-2.
Yeah. No, the Nazi bitch won.
He seemed like an okay guy. I don't know anything about his politics, but he seemed like a good dude. And
no, that Nazi bitch one that said
okay,
that had her supporters say white pride and white power as they pulled out of the place.
Yeah.
Fuck her.
Huh.
You hand me the red phone. I'll call. I got too many.
You got too many
family and friends,
man,
that live in Colleyville, or else I'd.
You need to trim your list a little bit.
Did find her address.
Just relax, record. Relax, and have a buttery nipples.
I think you need another nipple.
I think the buttery nipples have got me all fired up now.
I'm mad as hell.
Fuck this Taste of Addison. I'm pissed.
There was a Saturday Night Live skit
what's the date
a long
on
time
it?
Ago called
I'm mad as hell.
Girly Drink Drunk.
Oh, yeah?
And
it's this weekend.
Oh, okay. Well,
damn, I got shit to do.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain and stuff, so you don't have to worry about it.
I don't get, this festival's here.
I got my daughters.
And I am going to go spend my time.
I was going to come, but
watching the jet noise over this bullshit.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to yell at us.
You're really fired up about it.
I think, am.
The buttery nipples.
So plug their show. Where are the Jet Boys playing?
The Jet Noise.
Jet Noise.
Is
that's
playing at Mass. They're headlining their first show.
I like it. I saw a live stream that they did, and I was like, you know, I don't even miss the guitar.
Yeah.
Like I thought that RoboTuner stepped up to the plate and really fucking did it. I mean,
yeah,
I'm not a huge fan of
sex.
I don't remember.
Octopus Project, Royal Blood.
No, I'm not a huge fan of rock bands without guitars. Like if I went into my record store and there was a rock band without guitar section, I would probably never flip through the records.
You don't like Royal Blood? They get away with it because they don't. It sounds like it. You know,
that's what I'm kind of getting at. Is that there's exceptions, but if you said, hey, let's go try and find
two band festival.
I've never ever fucking Googled rock bands without guitar MP3.
Well, and if you, I want to look that up right now. But if you like even. If you say you're a drum and bass band, people go a different direction with it.
Yeah. But what I'm getting at is
what about
I saw one of their
that just put an album out a while back. Death From Above.
Yeah, Death
like
From
them?
Above's amazing.
I'm not familiar with them. I'll check it out.
But well, what you're saying is you're glad Josh left the band and it's way better now.
Did I?
Sounds
you
like
said
I
guess. You hate man. Guitar.
Yeah, sure.
And you needed to. It's better without.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what I said.
More bands should do it, is what you're saying.
More bands should lose guitars. What would Methinks be if it was just
speaking
Sean
of,
and Ray?
That's a nice segue. June 12th, we're playing our first show back after the Corona.
Must be nice.
We're playing.
Are you going to have a song about Corona?
Yeah, it's called We're Waxed, Vaxed, and
Is This Where I Walk Stacks. Out?
And Relaxed.
And Relaxed.
Is this in protest to my post a few weeks ago?
We don't write songs like
you don't need COVID songs. COVID songs don't need to be written.
Yeah,
I think you should. I think you should do COVID-19 soundtrack and have 19 tracks on it from 19
people
different
coughing
local bands coughing.
I think that's what it should be: tracks of people coughing, and then the last track is a death cough.
Did you watch that interview of Bungle that I sent? I put the link up.
Which one?
I think it might have been when you were out gallivanting all over Deep Elm.
Which, for what?
They did an interview. It starts off in Italian.
Oh, with the tomahawk stuff.
Oh, I thought that was it tomahawk? I thought it was.
Well, it's
Bungle.
Scott. Oh, yeah.
Because Scott gets in there and then.
Yeah, it was with Scott, yeah.
Yeah. And that's when they start speaking English.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Mm-mm.
It's good.
I need to watch it. It's cool. I'll watch it. I was in Elm doing stuff.
Yeah, Mike Patton talks about how he wrote, how there was like, he had to write a part of one of their songs on one string. Like literally just sat there and figured it out on one string.
He knows Italian?
Mike Patton does.
That's what you were doing while Dustin was out supporting the scene?
Yeah, I was watching videos of and porn.
How'd you like Saturday morning when your phone blew up with the exact same message over and over and over again?
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
That was fun. That,
man, I'm telling you, man, I'm signed up, dude. I'm gonna join one of those clubs because they're awesome.
A pedicure club?
Awesome, man.
I've never had one.
It's great. My feet all soft.
Mm-hmm.
Do they show reruns of Jersey Shore the whole time you're in there or Grey's Anatomy?
No, I made them put it on the game. I was like, put that fucking game on.
So you were watching the game?
Huh?
No,
made
him
do it.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't.
Can you imagine that? I just walk into a salon and just start changing the channel.
Yeah. You could have streamed it on your phone.
Yeah, I was too busy watching you, knucklehead, say cursing me.
It was pretty great.
That was great.
You didn't show up, and your team lost.
Yep.
Yep. That's the way it happens.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But man. I'm in on the petty.
Like, Did you get a petty Manny?
No.
Just the petty?
I thought about it, but
Did they shave your leg hair?
My nails too much. I don't think so. I think they rubbed this thing on it.
What thing?
They rub a bunch of stuff on you, man, on your legs and feet and stuff. I'm not sure what it was.
Had leeches eat the dead skin off your feet?
No, but...
That's cool.
They do those down in Mexico. They have the fish that come give you... pedicures, and I don't think they're piranhas, but they're like
in a koi pond,
like little suckers. Yeah, just go around sucking your bacteria out of your toes.
That's a big thing in Greece. Yeah, that's a big thing in Greece.
I don't know if I'd be down for that though.
those are big things. The Greek, like,
I've never been. I'll have to watch my back.
Is Astroglide? Most of its sales are done there, or do they just...
It's the Greek way.
Do they use Greek yogurt?
Yeah.
Stupid.
But that was, they say that's dangerous, doing the fish thing.
And like anal. You can
get, they're both dangerous.
Are we talking about the fish toe thing, or are we talking about anal?
Yes.
Both.
Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your story. Tell us about the anal at the salon.
I'm talking about you just stick your butt down there and it eats the dead skin off your butt.
Sounds like a porn. All of a sudden I walk in with a robe. I'm like, I'm ready for my fish.
And my anal.
Pedicure. And my anal.
Pedicures are different there. They're a little different.
All of a sudden Trash Pockets walks around the corner. It's like, oh.
That's a weird transition.
Stubbs, would you get me a buttery nipple out of the
freezer?
Yeah,
sure, buddy.
Oh, you got
sure
more?
Will, man.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Damn, I got more.
Look at you. You're
going to need a...
Give me a beer as a back.
Got some eggs.
What about eggs?
Oh, you don't have to refrigerate those. I mean, you can.
That's not a buttery nipple.
Yeah, we'll take all that shit.
So I got into a conversation with our old drummer last week. Did you see this?
I saw it in the notes, but I didn't see what the
conversation was.
No, yeah, I didn't.
Did you get me a beer too?
I want to see if you're on the same page.
And
as
an
me.
Egg.
Right on. Thanks.
And an egg.
You want to eat a raw egg?
Do you need an egg?
Yeah.
Break it.
No. Later.
Okay.
Oh, why? Thank you, sir. So, got into a conversation with him about electric vehicles, and it was a conversation. What an argument!
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
You don't want an egg?
Maybe later.
I got a half a carton over here. If you want one.
See?
Dustin, you want an egg?
Hey.
Do you want an egg?
James is in the room. Apache. The Greek Army's motto, never leave your buddies behind. Sure. Yeah. Never leave your buddies behind. Are we going to do this again, sir? Thank you.
Sounds like a solid plan.
It is.
Whew. Okay.
So, I'm talking with Jesse about electric vehicles.
Electric vehicles, new like the
Ford,
Tesla.
That new Ford pickup truck's coming out. And we get into a conversation because he's all like, you know, this is the way we need to go and blah, blah, blah. And I'm telling him, I'm like, you do realize that the carbon footprint and the cost, the carbon cost of making that vehicle is way more than it's what it will save in its lifespan right now. Right now. I mean, in the mm-hmm. we're going the right direction, but in the future, it'll probably all balance out and pay off. But right now, you're not saving anything by buying one of those vehicles right now.
That's what my mechanic told me.
You're still having to pay for the electricity that's coming from coal plants mm-hmm. or gas-burning power plants. The production of the vehicle isn't a closed loop yet, so there's a lot of energy.
How long does that take?
And a lot of plastic being used to make these vehicles. And then to dispose of the vehicle,
yeah,
you have lithium batteries that are fucking toxic to everything and that die. Don't last that long.
Is that a good jello shot, Marlon? Did he come over tanked?
Yeah. Did you start before you got here?
Woo.
Were these buttery nipples an 8-pack?
Woo, that was a buttery one.
So we're going back and forth, and you know it's a good conversation, just talking yeah. about things. But you know, it's,
is this what, was it's this on a social media or was
on
it,
Facebook?
Oh, okay,
we're going back and forth. Right. I mean, a few
Did
people saw
his brother
stuff.
Get into it.
Yeah,
he's awesome.
Yeah,
when they start,
he just
at
likes
it.
poking the bear, the Jesse bear, and watching awesome. Him freak out. It's fun.
Dale knows how to do it too.
Yeah, but another thing I brought up is all this lithium that's being bought or being mined for these vehicles.
Yeah,
is done with slave labor and with child labor. It's just like blood diamonds, basically. It's the exact same thing. So
I'm in.
Like all Eon all the batteries?
The lithium ion batteries, ion? Yeah. It comes from Eon lithium ions. Mines that are in third world countries that are being mined by slave labor and
damn. So what do you say to like, that?
And didn't really have a good comeback. But I want to see if you're on board with me. I want to go buy a bunch of bumper stickers, and anytime we see an electric vehicle, we slap a bumper sticker on it that says, this vehicle was made with slave labor.
There's probably people already started doing that. I
it's
imagine.
Like when they used to spray paint the Hummers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like when we were in Austin and we saw 40,000 of them, and we kept asking every time we drove by one, seeing if Elon was in it.
Mm-hmm. Just slap one on this.
We'll just slap one on there. Should I do that? That'll be our new bit.
I think what you should do, honestly, this would be funny, actually. Actually, that's funny, too. But if you go to the car lot down there
and just
in
slap
Austin at Tesla, and then as people are driving, whoa, baby.
Let me get
baby.
You this.
And then put it right on their car and then take off running. I hope it's not Alex Jones.
I'll be honest. I would love to have an electric car if I had a solar panel on my roof. And I could come home every night and charge it and never fucking buy gas from Exxon or...
All kinds of crazy noises out there tonight.
Or
a werewolf. It would
BP
that would work,
or
but
one of them.
You'd have to... It's not one solar panel's not going to power up one of those things.
That's why I don't have a fucking electric car.
And
I've got a big-ass truck.
What about the...
Well, that's the thing. It's right now, the newer vehicles that you buy, the emission systems on them... are pretty goddamn clean.
And my
it's not perfect. You'd
be surprised at how good my gas mileage is.
What about the roofing that you see?
Those weird roof tiles?
Yeah, are those helping yet?
Are those like, even out? Are they affordable?
I mean, there's a dude that lives in Watauga that has them.
Oh, really? Well,
that's
if Watauga has them, everybody's got to have them.
Huh?
That's your benchmark of affordable?
Is Watauga?
No, but it's like, it's not like I saw them in the heart of South Lake or something. Like I saw them in a where the medium household income's probably a little lower than
South Lake.
Rich folk.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was in my neighborhood, that neighborhood that I was living at.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Someone had it in
when
there?
I was getting my super strength.
Yeah.
Where I developed my superpowers. But yeah, no, in that neighborhood there's one right off the main road.
It's, I don't know. I'm with you. They're badass. My uncle's got one. He's got one of those little BMW ones.
Mm-hmm.
Instant power. So much fun. So
the
much
race
cool
cars are
stuff
cool.
in them.
The race cars are cool.
But it's just not. You can't consciously own one right now if you're like an environmentalist or thinking this is going to do better for America.
And to be totally honest, I've thought that too, because like, okay, so I'm driving an electric car. I'm not going to cause emissions when I drive. But how do you get that fucking power? You burn coal.
This is the thing that's interesting too, is the way that Joe Biden ran was, well, that development is going to provide jobs for the people that lost them in the coal industry. So
now, you know,
they're going to have to, if they're going to get serious about doing it, I mean, they need to think of some way to implement it.
They ought to put up one of those windmill generators.
But those like all those windmills
they
being
kill
built,
birds and make people have cancer.
Well, they've already proven that all those windmills being
it costs
built
more to run or
it
some
cost
shit.
More to manufacture those mm-hmm. windmills than the power they generate over their lifestyle.
And that's what it all boils down to. So, whether you like it or not, it all boils down to money.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then there's a good conspiracy theory with these electric vehicles that the reason their range is only like 300 miles is because the government wants to keep you centralized close to your home so they can control you better.
I'm sure it is.
And point, you know.
Corral everyone.
The elites.
Stuff things and keep people from traveling long distances and crossing countries and the country and stuff. That's the good conspiracy theory. I like that one.
Yeah. Mm. I bet you there's a lot.
But they got the one my uncle has. They go down to they have some family down in Corpus, and it only increased their drive by like an hour and a half, 2 hours, having to stop and charge it.
Really?
Yeah.
See, the hybrid, I drove my sister's hybrid when your laptop got pissed on.
Yeah.
And
the laptop didn't get pissed on, the backpack.
The backpack. So, and then,
why did you piss on it?
I didn't this time.
Oh, okay.
But
that motherfucker that did.
It was one tank of gas the whole way down.
That's pretty good.
So I remember that, freaking out about that. I was like, whoa, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That you can set it. You got to set it on that mode. You got to take it off a hot rod mode. And a
Is that
Prius.
How she drove it? Was hot it rod in her Prius?
Yeah.
Did you drag race
What was
Prius?
Really weird was the sound. You could barely hear if that thing was on. Creep up on
That's
you.
That's what's weird about the Teslas is how quiet they are.
A creep
they
up
had to
on
put
you,
the
man.
Fake noise on them because they were running over people.
Yeah,
did they really?
That's a definite concern.
Yeah,
I know you're just joking and laughing about people getting run over.
They did. They got ran over.
But it is a definite concern. Yeah. I mean, I can't believe that they didn't do that from the onset.
It sounds like a golf cart coming at you. Like you turn around, it's a car.
Take the silent mode off and the run over mm-hmm. people mode. Maybe take those two buttons off the panel. You know,
it's good for an assassin's vehicle.
It would,
quiet.
It would be awesome.
Be perfect.
Are we getting back to coordinates?
South Lake. I mean, wait, Addison.
Just some guy out there is thinking that they got the world's greatest music like festival coming back from COVID in DFW.
If you're an old fuck.
And here comes Dustin just lifting up his hind leg and just taking a leak all over it,
I didn't
man.
Piss on it. I took a shit all
yeah,
over it,
Yeah, and
too.
Poop. And does the scoot. Or the
yeah,
with the hind legs, and then starts butt scooting around, like just staring at him, like that's the stupidest concert.
Speaking of concerts, Emerald City is in your festival.
What you got?
It's
okay.
Terrible.
Emerald City's a good band.
They're a good band,
good musicians,
but
and
that's
stuff.
Not a festival having cover bands there.
Should have got the Me Thinks
cover party bands.
I don't know that we're
next time. We'll send you a few bands. I'll send you a few bands. Just trust me on this.
I thought we wanted to get into that world.
We've played one really big festival.
COVID knocked us off
at LeGrave Field, and it did not go over well.
What happened?
It closed. Look at LeGrave Field; they shut it down.
Wait, are you talking about the aftermath or during the show? The show didn't go.
The whole fucking thing.
It
was
a mess.
We were promised free all the free beer we could get and free food. We were like. They said we wouldn't get paid, but we'd get free beer, free food, and all our friends, and we'll get a list of all
You're
our friends.
You're immediately like, I'm in.
We're in. Yeah. So when the lineup came out, all of our friends were not on the bill. So we were like, okay, whatever.
Who'd y'all play
we'll
with?
Just have a good time. A band from Austin called Vallejo.
No,
I remember Vallejo.
1100 Springs played. And I'm not saying that these bands are bad. I love
Vallejo. No, Vallejo and 1100 Springs are both
Burden Brothers played.
Spare.
I don't know. Oh, Go Fast played. Go Fast from Arkansas, I think they were. Anyways, but it wasn't the bands that we were told we were going to play. And so we were sound checking before our set, and the
was it just one stage?
There was a guy that was
was
reading I was already pissed because we didn't get free beer and free food.
Yeah, that would make me grumpy.
I had to spend a lot of money on my own to
that'd make me grumpy right off the bat.
To pay for my own beer when it was promised to me. And when they finally did show up with free beer, there was some guy who walked up with a 12-pack and dumps it back there for all the bands. And so
this was a good-looking festival.
Oh, ours?
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
But it wasn't the bands that we were told to try to send.
No, but you had the Flame Trick Subs.
Yeah.
Bottle Rockets, Spectre 45, Hot Rod Hillbillies, Vallejo, The Cutoff, The Record Hop, The Mermaid Purse.
Mermaid Purse, yeah.
The Meth Inks.
Uh-huh.
Dirt Blazers, and James Hinkle.
I like James Hinkle. I don't remember him playing, though. But back to my bitching.
Is that Fonzie?
Back to my bitching. So I was already pissed because they had a board up behind the bands that was showing commercials while the bands were playing.
Oh,
and
that's
I was
kind of
pissed about that.
Yeah.
And so we're setting up and we're sound checking, and there's a guy that's reading commercials, you know, the sponsorships.
Yeah.
And I'm a little stirred up, so I started playing over him. And I guess the sound man took offense to that. And so he was like, fuck that motherfucker. If he's going to play while he's reading that, I'm just going to give him all guitar in his monitor. So he cranked up my guitar in my monitor so loud that I couldn't even hear the drums like 3 feet away from me. So I had to play the set with my guitar excruciatingly loud through my monitors. And it's kind of funny, I guess.
That is funny.
That is funny.
And then it started raining, and all our gear was out there getting wet. And Burden Brothers was real cool. They were, like, helping us out, you know, because they had a fucking, tent. We didn't have a tent. We were, like, the morons.
And is there a video of this?
Did they not ask you to come to their tent?
Is.
There is?
Yeah. And
did they not ask you to come to their tent?
The Burden Brothers were cool. They were super cool to us. But anyways, they had a VIP.
That wasn't a question.
They had a VIP area, and Ray went up to the VIP area, and he was like, can I come in here? You know, I'm one of the artists.
Yeah.
And they said no.
Yeah, I've been told that.
I thought that was kind of shitty. So anyways, we had a beef with FW Weekly for years.
Oh, are they?
Years.
We're
cool now. We're cool now. Yeah.
That's where I'm getting this from, is this was one of their shows. And, I mean, it only supported Bikers Against Child Abuse and the American Red Cross, so.
Mm. Fuck them. Fuck them.
Huh.
No, it's all good.
I'd like to see a Record Hop show. A Mermaid Purse show.
Mermaid Purse
play with
good.
Clam Wallet.
Close.
No.
but it was shitty. It was shitty of me to play over the guy reading.
It was a shitty thing to do,
sponsorships, and it was shitty of the sound
and
man.
You were just upset because you didn't get free beer.
It was purposely fucking up our set by that guy blaring my... Because we were a three-piece at the time.
What did Ray do when they told him he couldn't be there? He just politely said, all right, sorry, guys.
I don't
bounced.
I know it was not a good scene.
Oh, did he get shitty? Mm. I can't imagine Ray getting shitty. I imagine if he does, it is fucking Mount St. Helens.
Anyways, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
What comes after shoot the shit?
That was it. We're done.
Yeah, we're done for
actually,
the show.
Actually, I got to go pee-pee real quick and let y'all carry the show.
I was going to get into a donation we received this week.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's hear the donation.
We got a donation. We have a producer of this show.
All right.
Executive producer.
This is something we've been talking about for a while.
They get their name in the credits?
Yes.
Do I get gas? Can I get home now?
Maybe. yes.
Here comes drugs, I bet.
No, remember, okay, so you and I have been talking about this, right?
We got for some a while. Weed.
Yeah.
about
the tiers and stuff, like the
doing
value
tiers,
for value.
What are doing the value for value thing, like that, No Agenda does.
Right.
That's what we learned on there. If you like listening to our show, if you like what we're doing, you can go to our website, hop on the, there's a link there for PayPal, and just donate what you feel, you know? If you like listening to us for 2 hours, be morons, then, and you think it's worth $5, then donate $5. Well, we got a donation this week. We haven't started this, or we haven't really brought it up on the show or public, but out of nowhere, we got a donation this week from Jeremy. Our producer down in Austin, Jeremy, sent us some cash.
Cheers. Thank you, Jeremy.
So he will be our official producer of this show. We're going to distill that whole bit.
We're just rolling with it?
Let's just roll with that bit. Them? So if anybody else wants to donate and be a producer of our show,
don't do Patreon?
Well,
we never did.
That's what we were talking about doing, but it's just a pain in the ass.
Yeah, we don't want anybody to...
We had different
to,
good tiers, but...
We got to be careful with the people that we got now.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to add to any other person that could come into this situation and be like, yeah, that content's not going to fly.
Well, that is...
And not pay us.
And that is why we didn't start Patreon, is because we had a rogue third unit here for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, don't want to start something up with...
That's right.
...them
That's
here.
Right. That's right.
So we kind of put it on hold.
I can dig it.
Put it on timeout on the field.
On timeout.
Guys, so this is our first donation.
Our first
and I guess Patreon
donation.
Like once you start in with racist bullshit, Patreon would probably just kick you off.
Yeah, we would get kicked off of a bunch of stuff.
When we do our This Week in Wise County.
We thought about that too when before everything got absolutely bonkers. Like before they started pulling, you know, presidents off of Facebook and Twitter for being mean, stuff like that. Like where that was like right when we before Trump was in office, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's why it's better to do the donation thing. If people think it's funny or good, Jesse you just go it. Do it.
Jesse Fry did it, and we were like, "Oh, I wonder if we could
Patreon."
Use that. Yeah, the first time she was on the show, wasn't she telling us about it?
Every time she does an album, she does a Patreon deal.
Mm-hmm. And so we started thinking about it, and then we're like, "Ah,
gets
man.
Other people to pay for her record."
Is it Patreon or GoFundMe? I
think both are either or.
Well, GoFundMe,
I mean, it's a smart thing.
Almost started
it's cool.
to get the cartels great. To take out Jason Garrett.
What?
Yeah, he started
could
to
you,
go.
Could you repeat that, please?
Yes.
Well, it's not, we
please
don't need
repeat
to
it
now.
On tape.
I could plead the fifth. No.
Oh, yeah. He got
Matthew J. Stubbs.
The mob took him up to New York.
Yeah.
Some mob bosses bought him and took him up to New York.
Hmm. If I ever meet that man, I'm like, you know, I wasn't really thinking about that. He's like, yeah, whatever.
I saw the GoFundMe. And then he'll hit
That's
you.
That's my family, man.
He'll hit you, and then he'll shake his hand and cry.
The process.
It hurt. It hurt.
A bunch of fucking badass football players running around. Dustin, get the car. Get the car.
But yeah, I think the donation thing is the way to go because we'll keep our little sponsors being a show because they're buddies of ours and they're local and they've been here with us forever. But if someone wants to donate, that's the way to do it, man. That's
so what did we give
they can cancel us. We can't cancel.
So what does Jeremy get? He's got the title, right?
He's got the title of official producer of this
Jerry
episode
Jonestown
and we'll put him in there. Yeah.
So anything else we're going to give him or have we not gotten to cross that?
What have
yet?
We not given that guy?
Anal.
We're going to take him to Greece. And he's going to get his feet cleaned and anal. With that donation, you get a trip to Greece.
And a pedicure.
And a pedicure.
So why are you guys going to Greece?
Well,
you can do some tours?
No.
Look at some tours?
No. Jeremy donated, and we got to go clean his feet with fish and give him anal.
Give him anal. Good gosh. That's why you're going to Greece? Yeah, they like it there.
It's about those donkeys that climb up the hill in Santorini.
What a wild world.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It's all a different donkey show.
All right. Well, thanks, right. Jeremy. Ooh. You're
you
the best.
Are you
can't
really
wait to come down and hang out. Yeah, in a little bit. What, you got something else?
No, I was going to say.
Is the show still going?
Yeah, the show's still going. So this weekend, we finally had a sunny day, right? On Saturday.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Real nice day. I ran with Susie to...
We should have camped, but it would have been muddy.
Yeah, it would have been muddy and nasty. And I was going to go out to Caprock Canyon, but all that fell through.
I didn't get no phone call.
To research some places to shoot the stars here in the next couple weeks. But the went with Susie to Home Depot because she needs some rocks.
Okay.
And we were going to throw the rocks in the back of my truck. And they didn't have her rocks. We shopped around Home Depot for a little bit. They didn't
have. Did you say, I want a rock?
I said, I want a rock. And they were like, we're out of them. Sorry. So we went over to Lowe's.
Put your mask on, sir.
We went over to Lowe's and got the rocks. And then she needed a wheelbarrow. So we had to drive around the other side of the building where their wheelbarrows are and pick one up. Well, I noticed on the way, have you noticed that at Lowe's they have reserved parking places for veterans?
At Lowe's?
Yeah, they have like three or four parking places that say,
okay, yeah,
this spot reserved for a veteran.
I think I've seen that at a few businesses. Twin Peaks does that.
Well, like I think they had two of them at this one. Well, then they decided that since it was Memorial Day weekend, they would take one of those veteran spots and fill it with flowers and put a sign up that says, you know, this is reserved in memory of our veterans.
Okay.
So cool. What they do is they take flowers, red, white, blue flowers from their nursery and bring it over and set them up on this nice little display with the tag still on them to buy them if you want to. And they set this whole display up. And I was like, that's odd. That's really weird. Well, later that night, I'm cruising around on Reddit and see this fucking backlash that's hilarious.
All about that?
Because veterans are going, if you really want to do something, why don't you go volunteer at a VH hospital? Or what the fuck is this? You just took away one of our parking places on a busy-ass weekend.
Make my point.
When we come up there, and you're just going to take all this shit down and put it back on the shelf to sell anyway.
Valid point.
Yeah. The people were pissed. Veterans were pissed. We're like, fuck Lowe's. I'm turning that place down. I'm never going there again, and fuck this shit.
And that's where, so wait, now I'm confused. Was it Home Depot or Lowe's?
Lowe's. We went to Home Depot first, and then we went over to Lowe's. Okay.
Home Depot did not have the rocks.
They didn't have the rocks.
Oh, that's right.
I had to go to Lowe's.
Lowe's is the place to have the rocks.
Both of us went over there.
But in order to buy rocks, you have to fuck off the veterans.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So either you want rocks or you want to...
Yeah.
But I thought it was funny. We already had the rocks, and we drove over there, and then I saw this whole display and everything. And I nearly took a picture of it just to be like, you know, check this out, guys. But I didn't, and I should have. Because I didn't know it was going to blow up into like a whole big ordeal. But it's kind of damn funny.
Hey, listen to these veterans.
Yeah. Like, it's like having mattresses on sale.
It doesn't take much to reach out to groups, random TVs. Groups, and take a survey if you're the marketers and make commercials and stuff for these big, huge companies. It's not that hard to do. You just have a sit down. I'm like, hey, would this be offensive? Like, we're thinking about doing this. And they'll tell you straight up if they think it's a... like a fucking stupid idea or not. Sorry about that.
What it is it's some dumbass millennial at Lowe's that went, you know what would be a good idea this Memorial Day holiday? We should do this company-wide. This is a good idea. They probably put out some shit like they did me at my work wanting to design a safety coin. They said, what can we do this Memorial Day for our veterans?
Did the sign, sign not say any portions were going to carry the load or anything like that?
No. It just said, this Memorial Day, we take this parking space and use it in remembrance to the veterans or some blah, blah, blah.
And you could buy the flowers.
And you could buy the flowers, yeah.
I don't know. Probably I wouldn't have done that. I probably could have seen that coming, being a bad PR move. But, you know, I'm not the future.
Here, let me zoom in.
It's all
in.
About money.
I mean, I'm not a
somebody somewhere
mover and shaker with upper management material written all over them.
Somebody somewhere said that this would boost sales and make more profit, so that's why they did it.
There you go.
No fucking reason.
There you go. Check your phone. I'm zooming in. It says, for Memorial Day, Lowe's is reserving a parking spot in honor of our fallen military members. Let's see here. Where are you? With all the flowers. They actually put out like a green rug.
What does that symbolize?
I don't know.
Well, like I said, man.
Did you get the picture?
Yeah, I got the picture and I see the tags on the tree and stuff, but I don't know.
It's kind of fucking tacky.
It is.
It's kind of really tacky, right?
Yeah, it's just someone wasn't thinking good enough and had an off day, you know.
He's just sending me random shit back. So, Lowe's, I hope you go to Addison this weekend and watch some Flo Rida.
Now, what'd Flo Rida do to anyone, man?
I don't know, but he's going to have to pay the ultimate sacrifice.
He's probably getting the money.
Probably. How much you think it is to rent him out? 10 grand?
I bet it's more than that.
No way.
I bet you it's all going to him, like their whole budget. That's why they're having all those cover bands that aren't cheap.
Cover bands aren't cheap.
They're not cheap, but compared to a Flo Rida, I bet they're cheap. Mm-hmm. Are you going to go to the website?
Are they doing Wataga Fest this year?
I don't know, man. I don't live in Wataga anymore. Did you know that?
He's not the mayor. Yeah. Man, if you would have gotten mayor.
Or are you just trying to make me sorry? I asked.
Flo Rida, generally available. Okay.
I like Wataga Fest. I thought it was awesome, man.
I did too.
10 to 20 grand.
Really? That's it?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Damn.
Flobots are 15.
What's a Flobot?
I don't know. A Flatbush Zombies are 30 to 50, and I don't even know who that is. Drake's 250.
$250,000.
I would think it would be more than that.
That's what it cost for him to sing at a bar mitzvah in New York City in 2014.
I wonder if that was just on a whim.
How much do you think it cost to get Justin Bieber?
I bet it's up there.
$175,000.
That's not bad.
Wait. I'm gonna get no. $1 million. $1 million for him.
Yeah, that's what
man.
I would have thought.
What about Justin Timberlake? Does he have anything listed?
Pharrell Williams.
Ooh,
is
how much is $175,000.
$1 million. And 75.
Jay-Z?
Oh, gosh.
$2 million.
$3 million.
Vince Neil.
Six-pack and a cheeseburger.
Yeah. We heard his performance. I love that headline. Did you? You walked in when we were playing that.
Yeah.
The headline was, hold on, I'm clicking on it. Vince Neil played his first concert since the pandemic. It did not go well.
And that's an accurate title.
See,
he walked off on stage doing Girls, Girls, Girls.
Was that his first song or was that like a...
That was towards the end of the set.
He struggled a bit. He'll get back at it.
Does that scare you?
Vince Neil, yes.
Being Stink Flamingo front man?
Yes.
You walk out here?
And seeing someone post on like Instagram, one of our friends, and that did not go well.
Stubbs played his first show since the pandemic, and that did not go well.
Man, I'll be honest. I've played some shows that were not that good. Not that bad.
We've all played shitty shows, though.
Yeah, but this is more of I haven't done this in a really long time, and my voice has changed. Is the big thing. Is my voice has completely changed out of nowhere.
You're going to be worried. I mean, you just got to build yourself now.
Did you just hit puberty?
Yeah.
Got some hair on your Anglo.
You just kind of find your spot.
I'm going to find the spot.
And this shit is so fucking insane. You can do whatever you want. It's going to be
weird.
I'm
not
going
to do it. Approach it like that, though, man. I got to get vocal training. Andrew and I got to go get some wings.
Yeah, he's an artist.
I'm an artist.
He's a fartist.
Hire Hoobastank for corporate event or performance booking.
Man, I just can't remember
what they
pay me. Play.
15 to 24.
Pass.
Who was headlining? Third Eye Blind?
For a corporate event? Nah, pass. I think I'd go with, let's see.
Hire Third Eye Blind.
Jackal. I'd get Jackal.
Okay, Flo Rida. Was
Look
it said
Jackal.
10 to 20. This says 150 to 300 for Third Eye Blind. Thousand. Okay.
So let's do this real quick.
What's our budget?
Not
2,500.
Give our donation away?
No. Oh, a place to bury strangers. We can get them.
So let's say that you have a corporation like Marlin's. Milwaukee Coffees. Okay.
What about Schmarlin's Milwaukee Coffees?
Okay. Schmarlin's Charlotte Coffees, mm-hmm. Something like that, right? And you're the top man and you got you're having a conference, like having all your sales staff come in, all your business associates come in for a conference, which all you're really going to do is blow money for tax purposes, right?
Mm-hmm.
and you decide you're going to book a band.
Okay.
Who would it be? Who would get your sales staff and the whole work group fired up to go sell some coffee?
See, what I think is cool is not what the...
That's what I'm saying. You got to make a good decision here. You can't just
You own the company, so fuck your employees. Just
be like, Caverla Tech.
That's the way I would look at it. Like right now, I would go, I own this company, and I can... What's my budget? You give me my budget.
No, man, you're good. You got it. Whatever it is. Yeah, you got the money. You're Bezos. You're Dustin Bezos.
If I had, you guys will make fun of me for this. But
you got to remember, you want your company to be all on fire coming out of it.
If I won the lottery and I was forced to throw a concert,
Kenny Loggins?
Fuck yeah.
Not too far away. It would be. You know, I just watched.
At the end of your conference? You went into that highway to the danger zone?
I just watched that movie for the first time about a week ago.
Dustin.
Top Gun?
I'd never seen it before.
Would A-Team be on fire if y'all got to listen to Highway to the Danger Zone every day before work?
It's really cheesy now. Yeah.
And then when you're walking out to your vehicles,
you're just like... Yeah.
And you're just walking out to your car.
How many times did you rewind and watch the volleyball scene?
Playing. You could use the whole soundtrack.
You could.
But
all Kenny Loggins.
All Kenny Loggins, yeah.
Who would it be?
If I won the lottery and I could put on my own concert.
You're going to like mine.
Chris Christopherson.
Can I have four bands?
Four bands.
ZZ Top.
Four.
Oh, you want me to tell you how much they are?
ZZ Top would be good.
ZZ Top would be amazing.
That'd be a good one. Because I got
just
ton of money.
Got paid
I'm just telling you how much
it would be. ZZ Top, Cheap Trick,
yes.
Ooh, that'd be Heart, good. Yep. And Joan Jett.
All good.
Bam.
That'd get me stoked. If I was working for you, I'd be like, I'm going to sell some motherfucking
You're
going
to have Joan Jett over Lita?
Yes.
Mm. ZZ Top, 500,000.
Worth it. I just won the lottery.
So I just saw my first band, which is going to cost me 40,000. And this is a big fuck you to everybody that works with me because this is my show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not here for them. So for 40,000, I'll have Gojira show up.
Okay.
Wow. That'd be a good one. But I don't know if that would get everybody in your
company.
Is
this
going to
cut
up.
Into my bonus?
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe. I don't know. For between 75 and 150, depending on how things go, you can have Mastodon show up.
Yes. I like it.
So,
once again, I don't know how your employees
how
are
much
like
money
this,
is
though.
That?
Once again,
75 to 150,000.
You're going to have a very
but you know they're
wide
on tour prices.
Group of people
a lot lower. This is like a show up and
do something. But yeah. if they're rolling through town anyway,
the logistics is a lot more expensive when you're doing a one off.
You'd have to talk to Brian for sure
so I heard.
About working that out.
Yeah,
having the event at Lola's.
Yeah, you know they played at the Rec Room.
They did play the Rec Room. Mm-hmm. I've watched that video. If I wanted, I'm just saying. Ooh. I don't want them, but I was wondering what, like this tour, Deftones fetches 300 to 500,000.
Wow.
It's pretty interesting. But I'd have Crosses instead.
That'd
They're probably
cool.
A little cheaper. Chino probably takes all the money, but I'd have them.
I wouldn't have Metallica.
Nah. No need for Metallica.
Yeah. You can't blow that that much, right? They'd ask for stock and like...
Yeah.
Partial ownership.
I have all the money in the world. Headlining. No, not headlining. Co-headlining. Faith No More, 500 to 750,000.
Good for them if they can get it.
Yeah. Pretty good, huh?
You think some of these bands are just throwing it out there like knowing that nobody will ever pay it, but they're like fuck it.
I bet every once in a while that shit happens.
Like I
know
some,
a lot of people that do that. Or I've heard stories if they do that and then someone some sheik over in
we'll have him in
the UAE would be like, yeah, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I
want to hear some food
this
fighters.
Side of the world.
It's the same as getting, I guess, models hanging out with
you know,
stuff.
You know, speaking of getting paid and playing shows, I was telling somebody recently the most money that we've ever made for a show was when we got paid to not play.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
I think you told that story before.
It might have been like, you that I was telling that story to.
That's great.
There was a problem with the venue, and there was a guarantee.
Yeah,
and we were in on a bill that was had professionals, not dipshits like us, running the show. So we showed up. There was a problem with the venue; we couldn't play, and they had to fulfill our
agreement
guarantee. So
that me thinks business.
Nine Inch Nails is 500,000. So, but I don't think they would do it. I don't think that would be possible.
Well, then why did they post it? It's false advertising.
It's probably just this site putting things together. But you—that's a band that, like, Mastodon and Gorgura are constantly on tour.
Mm-hmm.
They're not having to practice and all this stuff. But mm-hmm. Nine Inch Nails has to build out a show.
Yeah,
that's going to cost more than $500,000.
How much would Mastodon charge for tasteful nudes? Is there a website that shows?
Let me see if I can just put that in there.
Is this the one that the app that you got to have, and it's going to send you a text and say, "Hey, excuse me, would you like to see a dick?"
That's my idea.
It's so nice.
Excuse me.
To
ma'am.
Dick pic or to not dick pic?
Yeah.
Can I see? Would you
That's
like to
a
see
million what dollar idea.
Oh, shit.
What was the name of your app, too? You had a name, too.
To dick pic or to not dick pic?
I thought it was like, hey, do you want to see a dick? The app.
That's a million dollar idea.
Hey, copyright on that one, too, man.
Candlebox, 400 grand.
What?
I mean, 40 grand. Sorry. Sorry, no, 400 grand.
Candlebox. What song
Good
did they
gosh,
do?
Gosh, man. Where are they being at?
What was their song?
Hey, maybe.
Didn't that guy do is that the guy that did Santana?
They went on tour with Radiohead.
No, that was Matchbox 20.
Oh, I get
and it was the
confused.
I think the singer. Yeah. He did that. He sounds like a duck when he sings, I think.
Radiohead's 1.5 million.
Oh my god.
That's a lot of scratch.
Okay, this is going to be bullshit. I'm going to find out if this site's bullshit or not. Okay, it's not. I put in Oasis. I was like, how much would that cost? Because, you know, they're never going to do anything together again.
They do it in pounds?
It's gone. No, they're not available.
The euro?
What if I put in Pantera? That'd be fucking expensive. No. But if you want down.
50,000.
75.
75. No disrespect to them.
No.
Nope. Speaking of the Psycho Fest, they're on that.
Down is?
Yep.
I want to go.
Man, a lot of good now, a lot of good bands on there.
What's that guy's name from Honky? He's so fucking badass. He's playing with Down.
Bobby?
Bobby, yeah. That guy's so fucking badass.
Yeah, he's a mean guitar player, man.
Is he still with Down?
With Honky? Yeah.
I know he's Down? With Honky. Is he still with Down?
Last I saw when they were jamming, he was.
You see,
don't tell anybody, but I steal some of his moves when we play.
Yeah, I could see that. You got the beard. His is a little longer than yours.
Yeah. He does this thing where he's playing, and he'll hit the back of his guitar.
The thing that's cool about him, wasn't he the tech before? I think he was the guitar tech for Down before before he started jamming with
them
a few
years. And then somebody heard him play, and they're like, whoever our guitar player is now, let's get the fuck out of here and get this guy.
I can't remember if it was Pep. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it was Phil, right? Or was it Pepper?
Maybe
they probably both knew him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that's how it all went down. That was when I was still, Johnson and I were still friends when he started doing that. Like getting really close to.
Doesn't Pepper live down there?
New Orleans? Yeah.
No, I thought he also had a place in Austin, too.
Oh, I don't know. He might.
Or around Austin. Like everybody does. Did you see your boy Wayne the Train's coming?
No.
To Lola's. To the trailer park.
Oh, heck yeah. That'll be
July
a good
19th.
Show.
July 19th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's a badass.
Yeah. May have to roll out to that. You can go?
Maybe.
It'll be a fun show. Check out.
Heck
15
yeah.
bucks a ticket.
Yep. I didn't go to Texas Gentleman the other night.
Good thing I didn't go.
I didn't either.
15 bucks ticket. Went to Danny and Chris.
I saw it was $7. It was 17.
How was that show?
Time. 17 bucks. Interesting.
Was it at Mass?
It was at the trailer park.
Oh.
I don't know anything about
Did you
them.
Stay
all,
there?
All I know about them is that the Weekly got in trouble for saying, like,
yeah.
something about them being
Oh,
hot.
That was them?
That was them. So
that's all I know.
They played three sets, and I never heard an original song.
A lot of covers.
I heard Yeah, landslide twice.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Every time I hear that song, Landslide, I think of the Saturday Night Live with, what's her name, Sheena? The brunette that the, played. Yeah.
Easton used to play
the girl
guitar
that
with Prince?
No.
Or bass with Prince?
She was,
Or was that Sheila E?
Not Sheila E.
That was Sheila E.
But they did a skit where it was Stevie Nicks' restaurant in Phoenix, Arizona, and it was a Mexican restaurant, and she comes out and she's saying, I saw my reflection in a big plate of nachos. Yeah, it was funny.
No, it doesn't really
affect really
me.
Fucking hate. I fucking absolutely hate Fleetwood Mac.
You do?
What?
And the Eagles, too.
Good God.
Absolutely fucking hate
how
both of
how un-American is that? I already knew both these. But how un-American is that? How do you celebrate the 4th of July?
Stevie Nicks is a witch.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's and why I don't still, like her? Do you hate witches?
And you know what's funny is this is a true story. Don Henley impregnated Stevie Nicks.
Is that a true story?
True story. Look it up. You got the Google?
I do have the Google.
Use the Google.
So the Eagles and Fleetwood Mac created Spawn?
No, it was aborted.
Oh. Did she use it in a ritual?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to look that up. I like this.
As much as I hate the Eagles, I really love the Joe Walsh, Fingersfelder era where like they were both just kicking ass. I think I don't hate the Eagles. I think I hate... Don Henley.
Because he's an ass?
I don't know.
That's all I've always heard.
Some about him's just really not well with my soul.
Man, I grew up on Fleetwood Mac, though.
I'm not into it.
My mom was all into him.
Yeah, I think it's terrible.
And there's some songs I really like, just because it reminds me of childhood.
Yeah. I did like the Stevie Nicks tune that she did for Dave Grohl's Sound City soundtrack.
Yeah, that was a pretty good song. Yeah.
I forget who she played with, but I remember it was really good.
I don't like Hole's version of Gold Dust Woman.
I never heard it. I'm not a big fan of Hole either.
Hey, you're not. Did you see...
Do you hate female-fronted bands?
Yes.
Like that's what it sounds yes. like.
So, although I like them because you only have to pay them 70% of what you would pay a male-fronted band.
Well, that's not right, man.
What?
I don't think you can pay that this day and age, sir.
Do you hate bands with any female in them?
Yes.
Yes.
What if it's Heart?
What if it's Jenna Tortures?
No.
Butcher Babies.
Is that the two porn stars?
Yep.
Yeah.
They're so out of control.
So,
love female fronted bands.
What about Lita Ford?
A couple of...
L7? Fucking love it.
L7's a couple of weeks ago, Hole, or Courtney Love... They posted that Faith No More video with Courtney singing. Did you see that?
I haven't seen that. Is it
good?
Yeah,
the website, the Facebook group had it up.
What song was it?
It was one of... Oh, shit.
It's a Junebug you let in.
All right, Junebug. Be cool. I can't remember. Don't remember which one it was.
You don't remember what song it was?
No.
What they did? It wasn't the one we were trying to get. Never mind. I'm not going to talk about that band right now. Courtney Love.
Okay. Guess we're not going to talk about that band.
I'm not happy with a band we've been talking about for a while. It's from 1984?
Yeah, it's old. It's really, really old. Look how young. What's
Blood?
Yeah.
She did Blood?
She did Blood.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if that's the... They said... I thought I saw that it was the first time it had been posted, but I swear we saw it once.
I saw Hole at Bronco Bowl once, and she just decided to take her top off in the middle of the set and play the rest of the show topless.
I saw them at a
Lola I've seen
Plaza.
Dave do that.
That's when they were pissed that the Beastie Boys were headlining. Wasn't that that year?
No.
That was with Smashing
Sonic
Pumpkins?
Sonic Youth was headlining after Hole.
Was that when she was losing her shit because she was like, we deserve to headline.
Maybe. But seriously, the crowd was there for Hole. As soon as Hole finished... Sonic Youth came on and everybody was gone and they were like, you people on the lawn just fucking come up here.
Yeah.
And I was happy with that because I hated Hole then. I hated Hole now.
Yeah, I wasn't a real
It's hole. Just not that good.
It was, yeah, Sonic Youth. I love Sonic Youth.
Yeah, Sonic Youth was
Sonic Youth was great. Sonic Youth. Sonic Youth really was great. I'd never seen them in a big place like that. I think Beastie Boys were on that one, too.
That was the last...
That was the Smashing Pumpkins one, then? And they co-headlined, and everybody bounced after the Beastie Boys played.
No, that was that year, yeah.
Everybody bounced after Hole. Because I think Nirvana was still big at that time, and that was like... I guess if you liked Nirvana, you had to like Hole.
Jesus Lizard, Mighty Mighty Boston's, Beck, Sinead O'Connor, Pavement, Cypress Hill, Hole, Sonic Youth.
I don't remember all those.
That was 95. What was the year? Okay, 94 was the one. That's the one where Smashing Pumpkins got in a fight with Beastie Boys and all that.
Beastie Boys kicked ass at Lollapalooza.
Yeah, they did.
I remember they came out playing, I think, Sabotage. And it was just like, holy fuck. That's how you start a fucking set.
And earlier, if I remember right, earlier in that day, they did the... they came out and did some stuff with Tibetan monks, like early in the day, like a whole prayer thing. And that was pretty cool.
I remember there was Hare Krishnas out in the parking lot trying to...
Yeah.
Yeah. Kill
trying
me.
Trying to drum up some
Are
business.
Those guys still around? They used to Hare be Krishnas? Out at the airport all the time. Now you never see them.
Because you can't go into the terminal.
Yeah.
No, I mean, even...
They would stand outside the terminal?
Like out by the... yeah.
They would?
I guess. Oh, no, yeah. When I'd see them?
Yeah.
I saw them both, inside and outside.
You got to have a ticket to get inside now.
Now you do.
Thanks, Bin Laden. Yeah, I think the last show I saw at the old Bomb Factory was Sonic Youth. On the washing machine tour. That's when my sister passed out, nearly died, because it was so hot.
Yeah. I don't remember that being a great venue. It seemed like the stage was real low. I want to say I saw Tool and Flaming Lips. Like
there.
Weird. I saw Tom Jones and
I saw a bunch Matthew of weird Sweet. Shows there, a ton. Yeah, Matthew Sweet. Yeah, that it wasn't great.
I saw Danzig there.
Saw Nine Inch Nails and Jim Rose and Manson there the first time. Then they went to the Fair Park Coliseum. And, yeah.
Palooza.
Bomb Factory was weird, the old one. So I only have,
about Palooza.
I have two more things that I came across this week. The Fort Worth Garden, three things. The Fort Worth Botanical Garden has a big Lego sculpture fest going on.
Yeah, that's
with
good.
With giant Lego things. Have you been?
No, I'd like to.
It's got to be way better than the Taste of Addison. Yeah. Fucking, I'd go look at that shit before I go look at Flow Rider and Hoobastank. Lit. Stupid. Terrible. Anyway, it's going on for...
Fuck Addison.
Until August 1st, you can go over there and check that out. Giant Lego sculptures.
Awesome. I'm into it.
Okay. Apparently, me and you had a debate one night about drones killing people.
Oh, yeah. We did.
It was a quite lively debate.
Physically assaulted.
Well, a story came out this week that we have probably fully entered the age of killer robots. Because reports have been made that by soldiers over in the Middle East, I'm trying to think of Libya, where I guess Turkey and Libya got into a little bit of a skirmish or some shit.
A tussle.
A little tussle.
A tat.
Tussle. Let's see.
A tit for tat.
There was that tussle, then there was Armenia and Azerbaijan and Israel and Hamas and Gaza.
And they were all like, is this a private tussle or can anyone join?
Yes, can anyone join?
But fishbowl?
All these drones have been seen in these fights that are...
On the ground?
In the air, flying, okay. With weapons, firing, killing. And they aren't like our drones that have a human in Las Vegas controlling them. Reports are coming out that some of these have been found and taken apart and looked at. They're fully autonomous drones. that have been
just programmed,
to look for certain things and to identify and kill.
Skynet, straight up Skynet.
Lee, that's what's going on right now.
Hmm.
Yeah,
nice.
It says according to a recent report by the UN panel of experts on Libya, a Turkish-made STM Karga 2 drone has been used to hunt down and engage retreating soldiers fighting with the Libyan general Khalifa Haftar last year.
Wow.
It's not 100% clear whether any soldiers were killed in the attack, although the UN experts, which called the drone a lethal autonomous weapon system, imply they likely were.
Damn.
Seems like the UN would have a...
Geneva and all that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's precedent set up, and there's rules of engagement.
But if you're not in the UN, is Hamas in the UN?
No, but I think the UN was with the intention of
policing.
In or out, fuck you.
They've done a good job policing shit in the mm-hmm. past. We've seen how that worked out in, I don't know, Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a mess. That's a mess. If that's the case.
Afghanistan.
If those reports
Russia,
are valid, they find out that those are real. Then
North
that's a
Korea.
Mess.
Yeah.
And you just keep going on and on.
I bet it's because they have blue helmets.
It's always been weird, right?
Yeah. Like, I thought it was the white helmets.
Well, there's the blue helmets that come in.
Who are the white helmets? Is that a conspiracy theory?
I think those are those people in London that are protesting. Or they were the yellow vest, weren't they?
I thought that was in France.
Was that in France?
Man, they got to...
People need to figure this shit out.
Yeah, don't tie it into clothing. You know what I mean?
But this is fucking scary if these are autonomous drones flying around.
It's very scary.
Just killing people that are told, hey, look for this logo or this symbol on them. If you identify that logo or symbol, open fire.
Yeah, it makes you question everything. Because why have a nuclear war when you have a robot force that could just come in and wipe out a whole planet?
Like a bunch of swarm of bees just flying over with guns. Just
hey, you don't need to blow the whole planet up for your side.
And I bet you they're pretty fucking accurate. Mm-hmm. A lot more accurate than a human would be.
The only thing missing from this story is you know we got some.
Oh, you know we. You know that.
Ours
whole...
are probably on the field, battlefield already.
We probably sold it to them.
Yeah.
We got a dog in New York City that's just running into buildings.
Exactly.
Robot.
Exactly.
Fucking...
Exactly.
Whoever that is, Boston Dynamics dog.
They need to cut that out.
That shit.
Like, we're all worried about making sure that Iran doesn't make nuclear missiles and enrich their uranium and stuff. How about we fucking calm down that college up in Boston from making these fucking killing machines?
That's where the money is.
No one's seen iRobot?
I know, man.
What the fuck happens there? No one watched Westworld?
Hey, I know there's some debate, but I'm not the smartest guy in the world. Hmm. And that freaks me out.
Yeah. I think 85% of the people in the world, it freaks them out.
I can figure it out, too. I'm like, okay, we're headed towards a point of no return, guys. But no, we're all worried about these people making nuclear energy and stuff in Iran. But we're like, hey, whatever. We're about to have Skynet 1.
Like, can you do me a favor this week as you're running around?
No. I'm
your different...
dad duties?
No, your different establishments that you work in.
Yeah, sure.
Record random people, ask them, go, how do you feel about
Skynet
robot dogs in Boston Dynamics?
No one's going to say anything good.
And see what they say. Especially some of those girls that may work at be a waitress.
Yeah, none of them are going to say anything that's good. They're going to be like, well,
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I like robots.
And then I'll be mad at the day. Why did I do this?
Damn it.
That was stupid. I don't know why I took this assignment on. Man, I'm got fired.
But it's kind of fucked up that
it is.
They're saying
I don't
we
like
are
that
now
story.
In the age of killer robots.
Do you
were all
story?
For killer robots earlier.
Do you have a happy story?
Not even earlier this year.
Is there a happy story?
Yeah, this story came out today. Right before we came on the air. Or came out here to work on music stuff before our show. The International Space Station was hit by space junk.
He knew it was a matter of time before that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, it ripped a hole in the Canadian robot arm.
They use Flexi Seal?
I think
that
the,
shit is
tape
amazing.
It up. I think the guy flew up there and was like
I got this.
I can fix this. Buy one roll, you get one roll
I think
free.
That's kind of how he talks. He's kind of, I can fix this.
I can take care of
my
this.
Tape roll. Watch, I'm in space. I'm going to tape it up right here.
Sorry, everyone. That's my Flexi Seal guy.
Did you ever listen to that episode of Joe Rogan with Scott Kelly?
The pilot?
Not the singer for Neurosis.
The
Navy guy?
No, no, no. He's the astronaut that was in the space station for a year.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, I did.
And how he said it's kind of unnerving because you're sitting there and you're just hearing pings all the time. Hitting it's just shit, stuff hitting the side outside. Of the,
yeah.
At 17,000 miles an hour. Mm. And it's just shit hitting the outside. And then every once in a while you hear a big boom. And you just hope you don't hear a
hope you don't light your cigarette right then.
Yeah.
Did he talk about how he had to drink his own urine?
Did he have to?
I went to. They all do.
I didn't know that. I went
to you're recycling it.
Yeah.
So I guess technically you are drinking your own urine, but it takes the urine out.
So?
Turns it back into water.
I went to NASA the down from in France. Houston.
They go European.
Boo.
Sorry, guys.
I went to NASA in Houston, and that's what I remember is astronauts drink their own urine.
And you're like, even the ones from Europe, are they European?
Do they drink it in the European part of the space station?
I mean, it's not like they don't have a hose hooked up to their hose. It is filtered.
They don't take one of those life straws?
Dude, that would suck if they
piss in something and then life straw it out?
Dude, NASA. A beer bong. No, yeah. Dude, NASA's
got a beer bong to your dog.
Dustin, good news. You're going to get to go to space and test out our new filtration system. It's just a hose to hose.
A hose to hose.
It just goes through you.
Like, if they started it off with two prostitutes, it would be hose hose.
Hose hose to hose to hose.
Is that
actually, I guess the hose would never hose.
Super space docking?
Never mind.
Wow.
How do you feel about female astronauts?
How do I feel about female astronauts?
Go on.
You're just trying to get me to make a joke about how you only have to pay him 70%. I'm not going to do it.
How do you keep them from crawling away?
Shoot them in the back again. Well, I was just wondering, you've heard about this, the 19-year-old girl? Did you hear the story about that?
Oh,
there's a lot of comparisons going on of like, everybody's like, you know, everybody, all these young women are using, like, I don't know, one of the Kardashians or, I don't know, Lizzo or something as their role model when it should be women like this. She's 19 years old. She has, she's the youngest ever astronaut to go through the training and pass and get ready.
Good for her.
She's good. She's going to Mars.
Yeah.
If
she wasn't talented, she wouldn't have ever made it to that spot. So I say good for her.
She may not return.
But she's choosing to be that
to go there and to test it and to be there. And
I say she's a national treasure.
So this is a really rough transition, but I wanted to ask you guys. I heard a rumor
that women are going to get paid more
that
if they go to Mars.
Greg Abbott under the radar passed to where strippers have to be 21 now. Just something I heard. I know it's a bad transition from astronauts to strippers, but.
I'm sure there's someone we could call for that information or text message real quick.
He doesn't listen to us.
Has this been weighing heavy on you?
I mean, we're talking about a young. Are you trying to relate this like if a woman can be an astronaut, why can't she be a stripper?
Wow, that makes me sound very bad.
Is that what you're doing with this story? This is a weird transition.
I told you it was a weird. That's why I gave the disclaimer before I made the statement. Is because of that. I'm not a creep.
I'm getting a text message right now that says anyone working at a strip club now has to be 21.
Huh.
Bam.
Including cooks, servers, door people, etc.
Bam.
Anybody in the building.
Hmm.
So you can legally go die for your country, but you can't shake your titties on a stage.
Right. You can go be an astronaut.
Astronaut.
Yep. Yeah. Huh.
I don't know. I mean.
That was breaking news, guys. I didn't even get the sounder played.
I thought we were really, really getting somewhere with females.
Females in the chat room. Is this offensive?
I don't know if it's offensive.
Is it offensive that they can't work at a strip club until they're 21?
That would be something to ask your friend.
Is this limiting women in now
the world travel?
I don't know. Yeah, there's got to be some sort of alcohol.
You mean with TABC or something?
Yeah.
No, I mean, well, they just changed the law
now. Or is it just
now,
because there's like pervs out there?
Let's
that are
be
like,
for real. I mean, most of the strippers we all know don't drink alcohol at a club.
They have colds.
They have colds.
I don't know. What'd the chat room say? If there's any women,
I just
voices.
Wonder if this is offensive or not. Like, does this upset that women are now being limited to
or
not having this job?
I
it is men too. I guess it
men.
Is anyone.
Do we still have Chippendales? Or LeBear?
Yeah, LeBear might still be there. I don't know. Why are you looking at me?
What's the law in those clubs? Because you're not.
I
really
bet you
stripping.
They have a lot of dicks in there.
They're just basically running around in. Thongs. Banana hammocks, you know. So
and what are strippers wear? Strippers wear banana.
Where are you going? Are you going to a Thai place?
Thai
what?
Boy. Fancy Thai boy. That didn't really end up the way I
should have given your disclaimer before you gave that creepy statement.
Susie said, like I did. It is super upsetting. It's a blow for sure because so many people, men and women under 21, work at those clubs.
Yeah. I mean, she's got a point.
But
right?
It is kind of weird that you can go die for your country, but you can't show your body parts on a stage to make money.
I don't know. Well,
what do you think about them raising the age to drive to 21?
No. Because
there's talk of that going around, too.
Yeah. I don't have a vested interest in
it. Doesn't really affect me.
The problem is, like, I have a son in there that has no interest in driving.
That's what
whatsoever.
I've heard.
A lot of kids are that way.
Yeah. They did a segment about this.
Your kid doesn't. He's got a hot rod.
Yeah, he does have a hot rod.
Did Jesus build it?
No, he did not build it. Jesus did not build his hot rod. A ding-a-ling, ding-dong, ding-dong, ding-dong.
Hey, buddy, did you see
okay.
that hot
That's
rod?
A good point. I have been told probably 1,000 times in my life that most of the people there that I contribute my money to when I'm at one of those clubs are working their way through school.
There are a lot.
And now
junior
the state
high.
Won't. Jesus. I don't know what band you're in. Jesus.
It's Tim Fox.
That's his wife right there. Come, what the fuck? Good Lord, man. I guess you're getting into comedy now, huh?
Yes, but that needs to end.
Good night, everyone. We just got donations, man.
The chat room. Marlon, what is wrong with you? You just made Matt leave. His own show. Oh, my God. All right, the me thinks. Next Saturday, the 12th at Lola's with the Drawer Devils and...
Big Useless Brain.
Big Useless Brain. And then this weekend, Friday night at Mass, our friends, the Jet Noise, have their first show with Slow Boat and How's My Driving or something like that.
Can we listen to that?
All right, we're done. Good night. Bye.